we used some tranquilizing gear and equipment, and once he was down and knocked out anesthetically, the hammock was removed from him, and we added the ear tag, and then he was back on his feet and on his way. So it was a pretty quick, simple process, but he was not going anywhere without our help. We do our best to free them and get them clear of any debris, and so then they're on their way naturally. But a lot of times they will eventually free themselves and break away, but then they're either visually impaired by having something wrapped around their head or their eyes, or they're dragging a large material behind them, which causes some kind of problems.